A new nurse-led clinic has opened its doors in Innisfil. Residents without a local primary care provider may now have access to the Georgian nurse practitioner-led clinic, which began serving its first patients on October 7. We are thrilled to offer this new clinic in Innisfil, bringing essential healthcare services closer to home for residents without access to a primary care provider, Clinic Executive Director Kevin McLeod said in a statement. Our goal is to provide high-quality, comprehensive care to support our community's health and well-being. The clinic is located at Rizzardo Health and Wellness Center, 7325 Yonge Street. Once fully operational, it is expected to serve more than 3,000 patients and offer primary care, registered dietitian services, mental health support, physiotherapy and occupational therapy. This clinic will gradually accept patients over the coming months, prioritizing local residents without a primary care provider in equity-deserving populations. The opening is exciting and highly welcomed by our residents, Mayor Lynn Dolan said. Through the goals we established in our strategic plan, bringing more healthcare services to this area was a key priority. This clinic will be an invaluable resource for our community, ensuring more of our residents have access to the primary care they need close to home. Registration cannot be done directly through the clinic. Residents interested in receiving care must go through Healthcare Connect, hcc3.hcc.mo.gov.on.ca. Due to high demand, those in need of a primary care provider are encouraged to register as soon as possible. Funding for the project was announced by the Ontario government back in March. Our government is making record investments to ensure everyone who wants to have a primary care provider can connect to one, Minister of Health Sylvia Jones said. With our government's nearly $1.5 million investment, the clinic is now connecting people living in Innisfil to quality primary care and mental health support, close to home. Georgian also operates a similar facility in the north end of Barrie. A grand opening for the new site is planned in mid-November.